This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Remember the Aesop fable about the ant and the grasshopper? Well, these days, when it comes to retirement, more Americans are acting like grasshoppers than ants. According to a new report from the Employee Benefit Research Institute, just shy of 60% of retirees say they have less than $25,000 saved. And only about half of us have even taken the time to figure out what we'll need to live on after we retire. If older Americans are finding it hard to save, when they're staring retirement in the face, think how much harder it must be for millennials. Retirement seems so far away to them, for one thing. And then there's the struggling economy, stagnant wages, and heaping student debt. Recently, some of our colleagues at Youth Radio got together to share what they're expecting from life after work.
So what I imagine is like kind of like in those commercials for medicine, you know, where it's like you're old and you're carrying a kayak on the beach and your dog is behind you and you've got a little beach house and a swing, you know, something like that.
I also am going to have a beach house, but it's going to be on a separate beach.
From mine?
From yours. And I also want to just paint pictures and like sell books and like have like a really cool hangout space where you can make art and talk.
I actually don't envision either of those things. I feel like between the ages of 62 and 65, I just need to have enough money to be able to support myself and pay my bills and just be happy. Maybe I'll have like a side job as like a Walmart greeter or something.
Yeah, see, the medicine commercial is the dream, but in reality, it'll most likely be something like that, I imagine. I'll just live in an apartment or something and, you know, hopefully my kids will help me pay for things. I'll probably stay with Asha.
I can't even save money, you know, for my car right now that I want. So why would I think about retirement when I'm super old?
Yeah, I feel like there are so many other things that I should start saving for.
All the hard work I have to do right now and like not having a car now and not having like designer stuff now, like I'll be able to have it later when I have better taste.
I think what it would take for me to really start saving towards my retirement is to actually get an education about how to do that. No one's ever sat down with me and been like, this is what you need to do. These are the smartest ways to go about this.
When I think about retirement, I think about like having a 401k or something, a pension. I don't really know what these things are.
You
get those things when you have like a for real job and you're full-time and you have health insurance. And so right now I'm trying to get to that, to a job where I'm full-time, I have health insurance. The goal right now is to start my career somewhere where I can, that's like in the paperwork that I signed, that's a part of that. So until I can get to that, I can't think of what comes after that. But then I can like relax, you know, on my like imaginary beach house.
And that's 21-year-old Asha Richardson, 18-year-old Ashley Williams, and 20-year-old Sarah Quevedo talking in the studios of Youth Radio in Oakland, California.